Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
That was in Philly Week 2, 2021, as Nick Bosa gets the sack there. And it is always our pleasure to talk to Jim Washburn, longtime defensive line coach in the NFL. Of course, went to the Super Bowl in 99 with Tennessee in his first year there. Knows Chris Kocurek very well, the inventor of the wide nine, which the 49ers employ, and the Eagles run to an extent as well. And they've ran it for years. And Jim joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Coach, great to have you back. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're hyped up. We're ready.
Is everybody going crazy?
We're going crazy. Yeah. We're getting ready and get on the buses here in a few hours, Coach. And I just wanted to get your thoughts because Philly, they've dabbled in the wide nine in years past. I'm not sure they're doing it as much this year with their five-man front. But I want to start with Kocurek, your guy Chris Kocurek, and mainly Nick Bosa. He's going to win the Defensive Player of the Year award this year, making a few votes for MVP, led the league in sacks. I mean, is he just the perfect guy to come screaming off the edge that you invented in that wide nine with his track stance, Coach?
Absolutely perfect. Perfect. Chris had it down. He asked me, we watched some film. He said, what do you think, Quinnen Williams or Bosa? And I went, God dang, I tell you what, they are both, you know, big-time players. He said, you always told me to take the end over tackle. I'm like, yeah, you're right. So there you go. I mean, he's a great player. There's just zero wrong with him, except he got injured one year. But he's a Hall of Fame player. If he didn't get the MVP, something's wrong. He is absolutely the best.
Yeah, you're right. It looks like he's going to win the Defensive Player of the Year award this year. And like you said, I think he should. What, 18 and a half sacks for him? He's been phenomenal.
And the thing is, nobody understands that. Me and Chris, we talk about it. He gets gang-banged worse than any player I think I've ever seen. I mean, I'm schemed up, gang-banged. Hey, it's terrible. And anyway, my son coaches the pass rush for Philly, which has been iconic, unbelievable. When I first got in the NFL, I always looked at the team sack records, the league, and I thought the Bears were untouchable, and they probably still are, but Philly had an incredible year, and Chris had an incredible year, and Bosa. Check this out. When has it ever had five double-digit sackers in one game?
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did. Then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
No, it's insane. I mean, they've got 70 on the year, and, you know, they have four in their guys, and then obviously the 49ers got 18 and a half, so it's amazing. I want to hear about your about your defensive front. Just the one thing about the about Philly's defensive front, Coach, but when you put this in, obviously, it was to stop the outside zone, the wide scheme to get those guys wider. This challenge is different because the quarterback is live in the run game. It's a zone read run game. So just some thoughts when – you know, how Chris may play his front in this game when Jalen Hurts rides that mesh point with Miles Sanders or Boston Scott or Kenneth Gainwell. Do you want the ends to come, you know, swimming down? How do you think he'll play this to take the zone read away in this game, Coach?
Well, the wide nine or whatever you want to call it, was we wanted to brush the passer every down. And the thing that threw a real chink in it was, the option. And it made it slow down. Everybody says you got to slow play your ends. And we had that. That was the thing that spoiled it all. Shanahan's old man ran it when they were at Houston, right?
Yeah.
Was he ever at Houston? Or did
Shanahan? No.
Kyle was, yeah, but not
yeah,
Mike.
Kyle was there. Yeah,
it was
Kyle.
Awful. It was awful.
Yeah,
The worst games of my career coaching, and there were plenty of them, was trying to stop the wide zone and the lead option. But the lead option, my last year was 17. It hadn't made its way like it has now. So, I mean, you play Lamar Jackson, you got to completely, you know, go backwards in everything you taught about playing the ends 127 miles an hour. But it's not easy. I mean, it isn't. It's tough. It sucks.
Jim,
but I'm sure D'Amico and those guys will do a great job, but they always do.
Yeah. Jim, like you said, your son's coaching defensive ends and linebackers, and you know Chris so well. He's such a good friend of yours. Boy, your son has some guys to work with. That defensive line in Philadelphia, I mean, seriously, they go like three deep.
Well, it's just like Chris does. When he can, he have Alpha, Bravo, and Turbo. You know, you got two groups where we alternate them. And you know what? I mean, if you give him a chance, you can find some gems in there. And, I mean, you know, I think at defensive end or linebackers, same thing, they're edge guys, right?
Yep.
You know, they've got some players. I mean, but every one of them this year, like I said, Jeremiah's in first year coaching those guys, and he's in charge of the pass rush period. But they're doing the same thing pass rush that Chris is doing. It's the same stuff, and trust me. But he's got the guys, every one of those guys had their career year this year. Like everybody Chris touches have their career year. And that's exactly what it was. But, yeah, they've got, you know, it took Brandon Graham 12 years to ever go double digits. And Sweat, you know, had the most he's ever had by a long shot. Then Reddick, I mean, he's got some serious poo-poo now. He can go. And Chris was really praying against Reddick all year. He thought he was going to catch Boza there at the end. He got on the streak. But anyway, I know this. Boza said, Chris, he said, Chris, what's going on, man? They don't gangbang Reddick like they do me. He said, why not,
Is part of that, Coach, because they have a five-man front with the, you know, they got Reddick and then
they Sweat. Rush. Greg, they rush out of a four-man front. The thing that Chris, there's some – you know, there's a menu of stuff we do. We had it written down, Brits bands, all this stuff. He's doing some same stuff Jeremiah's doing, but he's leaning on, you know, when the three guys are on one side and one on the other.
Yeah, right.
In a pass rush front, we call it outlaw or overload. I don't know what he calls it.
Overload.
Jeremiah's not using that as much, but then we call another one wide. And Chris is, you know, he's trying. What Chris is trying to do is get Boza one-on-one, which is dang near impossible. But he and Daryl Tapp, who's one of my guys, big time guy, he's like my son too. They've done a good job of trying to at least, you know, move him around. And, you know, God dang, I mean, it's a mess. I tell you what's interesting. There's five double digit sackers, four of them are edge guys, right?
Yep.
And they're playing against the two best offensive tackles in the National Football League. Period.
That's right? A great call. Yeah, absolutely. Because Lane Johnson.
No, who's better? Trent's the best
left tackle
lineman in football, right?
Without question. And Lane Johnson's the best right tackle. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're one and two, Trent and Lane. And there you go. I mean, this is, if you're a defensive line coach or you, if you'd like the game like the way a lot of people do, you're going to see five double-digit sackers, Hargrave being the only guy inside that's had double digits, which is hard. That's why Chris Jones had a freak year. But you're going to see two great offensive tackles against four great rushers. I mean, this is on now. I mean, this is the heavyweight deal. I mean, this is, you know what, no fair dodging in this one now.
Now this will be one in the trenches. So you literally have your son, Jeremiah, coaching the DN of the linebackers for Philly. And then you got your, like, your second son, Chris Cassera, coaching the 49er pass rush. So how the hell do you watch this game, Coach?
And my other son, Daryl Tapp, who I coached.
Yeah. You got sons everywhere.
Eagles. And, all right. I mean, seriously, I'm not counting my own son, Brady. But anyway, yeah, this is going to be something. I mean, you know what? This is going to be about a three diet Mountain Dew game for me. I'm jacked. This is
you're going to be jacked on Mountain Dew,
this is,
Coach.
This is better than watching the Royal Rumble in wrestling.
Absolutely. If you're like a D line guy, like you said,
a dream come true.
Yeah, and both are deep.
Deep. I know. I tell you what, Chris just makes do with whatever he got. I mean, that's what everybody does. But honestly, they play a 5-man front. But then what they do is they both, I'm just telling you, use the same is group pass rush. I've got three coaches coming to visit me next week, and they want to know about what pass rush. I said it's a group deal. It's got to be coordinated. It can't just be four rushers going wild. And Chris and Jeremiah puts in the pass rush plan every Thursday morning, and so does Chris. I mean, it's basically the same style, you know?
Yeah.
With some different things. Chris is leaning on something. He's just trying to find a way to get Bozo on.
Yeah, they're chipping him every single play and double him. So, I know you love your pass rush, but stopping the run is going to be instrumental, and the 49ers are the best in football at that. When you look at Philadelphia's defensive front, yeah, they got the 70 sacks, 33rd all-time in history, and four guys had 10. Can you run on this Philadelphia front, Coach?
Yeah, some people have. I mean, I just texted Jeremiah this morning. I got a deal. I won't text him during the week. I texted him during the first half, and he looks at it at halftime. But I won't do it during the week. But I said, if you want to win the game, you better shut down a run, and you better not turn the ball over on offense. And if you do those two things, you can win. I'll tell you what, my two favorite teams in NFL are the 49ers and the Eagles. For obvious reasons, but the first year they were getting run on like crazy, and then they got Sue and
Linville Joseph, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that kid, and you know Sue's not what he was, but he's like we're super duper close too, and so that I think that's helped them. And everybody says, well, they were missing Jordan Davis. Well, he didn't, you know, he hadn't done much this year. He's been hurt, and you know. All that kind of stuff, but if they can run on the Eagles, they'll win. It's that simple. I mean, you know, and I tell you what, is Chris Forster still there?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a run game coordinator, I mean, offensive line coach.
We ain't exactly pen pals or nothing. But he can coach.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, you know what? He can coach, and the guy up there can coach too. So, you know, he gets a whole lot of credit to the guy at Philly, but they've got the best pass rushers in the league, the best offensive tackles in the league. They've got two offensive lines that are really good. Shanahan's the best play caller in the business till somebody can show me different. I mean, and you know, they got Debo and then A.J. Brown. If I had those guys on defense, I'd blitz those two every play. I have Kittle coming off the edge. You know, those guys are Rick James guys. You know what I mean by that, don't you?
What's that?
Yeah.
Rick James, super freak.
Super freak! Kind of like your guy, Javon Kurse. Right? Like your freakazoid, Javon Kurse.
Yeah, but those guys are freaks. This could be a great game.
They got a lot of poo-poo. They got a lot of poo-poo.
Yeah. They got a lot of poo-poo. Anyway, you don't think Chris is going to be gagging?
Oh, he's going to be on fire. He's going to be spewing. So it sounds like you're
Jeremiah's migraines are going to be going, and they're going to be crazy.
Sounds like you're favoring the 49ers in this game, Coach. Is that how you see it?
No, I'm not favoring. I'd call it dead even right now. I tell you what, it's crazy. I'm recruiting Chris from Caldwell, Texas, at University of Arkansas. And when he comes up for his visit, guess who his host is that shows him around all weekend?
Who?
Jeremiah.
Oh, God,
oh,
really?
Wow.
And then they coached together for 10 years, Eagles and Dolphins, and this is a family. Daryl Tapp, every time he's in Nashville, he's worked at Vanderbilt. He and his kids are out here and his wife, and, I mean, this is really cool. You know, and Chris said 2 months ago, I wish there was somebody, me and Jay, could be in the NFC Championship game. You know, here it is. So that's what you know, that's your dream about. You know, and these memories will last forever. You know, something this huge. So
Without a doubt.
Just happy for all of them.
And congratulations to you. You're a big part of it.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
D'Amico Ryan, sounds like D'Amico Ryan's coach is going to get a head coaching job, whether it's Houston or Denver. Hey. Do you ever see Kaserik leaving the D-line and running an entire defense somewhere?
No. He said the reason you'll see my ass in California is because of Nick Bosa. The reason my ass is staying in California is because of Nick Bosa.
Well, he could run the 49ers defense. Could he run the whole defense and not just be that's what he said. He doesn't want to.
Jeff Fisher said, do you want to be a head coach someday? I went, no. He said, do you want to be a coordinator, right? And I went, no, I already was, and I sucked. He said, what do you want to do? I said, I want to coach a defensive line. I just want to go hit people, wreck things. You know, and Chris ain't doing anything. And I'll tell you what, you hear all this stuff about Gannon's defense, D'Amico, and I think D'Amico's great. I was with him at Philadelphia. Awesome dude. And if Shanahan has to lose one person off the whole team, if he and Lynch, who is Lynch and Howie, there you go, two of the best it's been, period. Mm-hmm. But he would rather lose anybody he had but Chris. I bet you $1 million on that. And they keep saying, this is Saleh's defense. Bull crap, it was Chris. They finished low in the league the first 2 years. They bring Chris. Chris Surik's a difference maker. He's a force multiplier. It's what he is. I'm telling you that.
Without a doubt. His arrival.
He's all ball.
You're wide nine, and Nick Bosa flipped his defense to the number one defense in football. Fact.
Yeah, before Nick got there, they were good. I mean, and you know, figure this one out. And I'd like to talk to you, Greg, sometime off the record to ask you a bunch of cool stories.
I'd love to talk to
you. I would. I'd tell you a story about Al Davis and me. It was unbelievable. But anyway, how many head coaches did – yeah, I have to clean it up. How many head coaches got a – how many guys got a job because of Ray Lewis?
A lot.
How many defensive coaches from Ravens got jobs because of Ray Lewis?
A lot.
Yeah, do you think?
Yeah, but, you know, Rex Ryan,
Bob Marvin Lewis. Saleh's a good coach.
Yeah.
But I hear all this stuff. Jim Schwartz's defense, Joe Jones' defense, so-and-so's right. Defense. Every team's best coach is not a coordinator. Every team's best coach is some individual coach.
Without a doubt.
John Madden walked into my room one time at the Titans and said, I heard you're friends with Howard Mudd. I said, yeah, we're real good friends. He said, best coach in NFL history.
O-line coach,
really? Assistant? He went, no, period. You know, so yeah, Chris, wow. I promise you this, if he's got to sacrifice somebody, Shanahan won't let go of Chris. But I tell you this, D'Amico Ryan's done get a job, launch a full-scale investigation. Right. Steve Wilkes got he played for me in arena football.
He did. Yep. He did a great job.
He played for me in arena. He and D'Amico, they're just alike. Why did he not get a job? Because he's black and he's not an offensive guy? Somebody's got to start hiring defensive coaches.
Yep.
Not these little job, white. Not these little guys like the guy at the Rams. They tried to hire anybody had a cup of coffee with that dude got a head
cut. You're right.
Without a doubt.
Jim Washburn's joining us. Hey, can we ask you one more thing? What about the mobility and running ability of Jalen Hurts? How do you deal with that?
I don't know. That's a bitch, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, you know, if you play like two-man, like two deep safeties and man-to-man under, you're screwed. Remember that quarterback draw he had against somebody a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Against the Colts to win the game, or against Chicago, yeah.
Scary.
He's got a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, scary. I mean, yeah. You know, I tell you what, that guy's improved more than anybody I've ever seen. Jeremiah said, I said, how is he the person? He said, Daddy, obviously he's a great person. Everybody reveres him on a team. And they said, he's all ball. All he does is work. And the whole off season, he did, took no time. He got to where he could throw it better. I mean, you know, he's a tough dude. I like him. I like your guy too. I mean, this is going to be a great contest. You guys have done a good job. I tell you what, John Lynch and Howie, who's done better than those guys? Yeah,
executive of the year, two of them. Howie had a great off season, and John as well. Coach,
dude,
let me
the
think.
The Titans locally here hired that guy from the 49ers. Everybody's dipping into that pot out there.
Without a doubt.
Great job.
Without a doubt.
Coach, thanks. Yeah. It's always our pleasure to bring you on. Have fun on this one. It's going to be fun for you on Sunday.
Hit that mountain.
Yeah, I'm jacked. And Greg, sometime I got a couple of stories to ask you. Coach.
I'll get your number. I'll reach out to you, and we'll spend time.
Earl Leggett.
Earl Leggett. Classic. You're going way back.
No,
thanks.
Hey,
thanks, Jim.
Take care, Coach.
Good to talk to you, too.
We'll be in
take
touch.
Take care. All right, there you go. He is the best. Jim Washburn, former defensive line coach in the NFL. His son, Jeremiah, is the defensive ends, outside linebackers, and pass rush specialist coach for the Eagles. And then, of course, he knows Darrell Tapp very well. He's on the defensive line of the 49ers, so coaching. And, of course, Chris Kocurek, the defensive line coach of the 49ers. So it's a family affair for him this game on Sunday. He is great.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.